Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Age 15 now, joined by Ronald Serpas, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, consultant to different departments, and you'll see him on TV as an expert every now and then, and he's nice enough to join us every Wednesday as we take a deep dive into policing and crime. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Great to talk to you again today.
Thanks for taking the time. I want to start with this police officer. Thankfully, that is not life-threatening. It was shot in the leg this morning during a traffic stop. It goes to the nature of traffic stops. Now, none of these things are routine.
That's absolutely the case. It's a long-held statement in American policing that there's no such thing as a random traffic stop or a routine traffic stop, I should have said. Two police officers died while I was superintendent, one in Nashville and one in New Orleans, and both of them were engaged in a traffic function when they were killed. Mm-hmm. It's very dangerous.
Tell me about what people need to remember when they are pulled over for a traffic violation.
The simplest thing to do is just make sure you're not doing anything that looks agitated, that you're willing to engage the officer. The officer has a legal right to ask you questions. They have a legal right to see the proof of your insurance, the proof of your driver's license, and the proof of the registration. You'll see on the internet right now, there's a handful of people saying, well, I'm not answering anything. Well, the law provides that you have to give this information. Just turn it over. The other thing is this, Tommy, when I was chief in Washington, Nashville, and New Orleans, we took pride in the fact that we wrote tickets less than 30% of the time. Traffic enforcement to me was always about education. Stop people, say, hey, you're going 30 in a school zone. Think about the babies. Go on your way. Mm-hmm. The times that tickets actually become issued is because of reasons normally that the officer is limited by. Past citations for no license plate, not having a valid driver's license. And Tommy, it all boils down to this. If you get in a wreck this afternoon, you expect that the person who hits you has an insurance, has a vehicle that's registered, and their driver's license so that you can be made whole. So this notion that we hear sometimes that traffic enforcement is some sort of an oppressive social issue, it's not. It's to ensure that everybody who gets in a wreck knows who hit them, has insurance, and make me whole on the damage that was created.
Well, and not only that, but while I'm not a felon, if I'm breaking the law or doing something wrong or driving illegally, I don't have any right not to get pulled over. And besides that, it's a way for the police officers to find those that are lawbreakers and maybe have outstanding warrants, et cetera, correct?
Absolutely. In Washington State, for the 3 years I was chief, once every hour, someplace in the state of Washington, a traffic stop resulted in the arrest of a felon who was wanted by warrant, or it resulted in the recovery of illegal weapons, or it resulted in the arrest of someone trafficking narcotics. That was every hour on the hour for 3 years. Simultaneously, in Nashville, New Orleans, and Washington, double-digit decreases in the number of injury accidents, people having to go to the hospital, lose days of work, have a destruction to their body that might last the rest of their life. Traffic enforcement done well reduces injuries, reduces collisions, determines and fines people trafficking illegal activity. No question about it.
I think, you know, as you say that, I realize that because there are no, quote, routine traffic stops, I can't imagine the officer's thrilled about having to pull you over either, is he?
No, I mean, one of the last things, one of the last things that happened in Nashville before I left, one of our sergeants pulled over a vehicle, somebody hiding in the back seat who had just escaped from Mississippi State Prison. Mm. The driver got the officer's attention, focused on him. The video camera watches the guy in the back seat crawl out under the sight line of the vehicle, come around, jump in front of the car, look the officer dead in his eyeball, and shoot him six times. And thank God Sergeant Chestnut survived, but he was lost for the rest of his life to be a police officer. Those are the kind of things that police officers know can happen, because they do happen all around the country.
I want to take a break. We come back, I want to talk about what's going to happen with the Border Patrol. CNN reporting that the Border Patrol is going to move. Gregory Bovino, top Border Patrol official, is going to move from Chicago maybe to North Carolina and then into New Orleans to separate that and distinguish it from the National Guard, which are two different things, and what it could look like here in New Orleans if the Border Patrol were to take up operations here or begin operations here. Now, that would interact with the local municipal law enforcement. I don't know, it would only be Orleans Parish, because I think illegal immigrants are a problem in the metro area, not just in Orleans Parish. We're talking to Ronald Surpass, our friend, our guest, professor practicing in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police. Did I say Washington State Police? NOPD, yeah, he's been all over the place. Got jobs all over. He's been a police officer all his life. 820 traffic now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Ronald Surpass, our friend, who has been a police officer for all of his life and is now a professor practicing in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, also chiefs of some departments. Chief, let's talk about the Border Patrol, and if they do come to New Orleans, what would that look like, local interaction with local law enforcement? I say that because it's not just the city of New Orleans, I don't think, is it?
No, I mean, I just followed this on the newspaper probably as well as you do. It looks like it's a nationwide task force that they are moving around the country. They were in Los Angeles, Chicago. Now they're going to move to the east of North Carolina and into the New Orleans region, according to what's on the newspaper. The Customs and Border Patrol and its predecessor agencies have been in New Orleans since the 1800s with the Customs House and those type of activities. When 9-1-1 happened in the early 2000s, there was a massive change in reordering of the Department of Homeland Security to include the reordering of what used to be customs officers and now CBP. Long and short of it is local police officers are responsible to protect their citizens and to protect anyone who's going to be attacked. The Border Patrol would be wise, and I would say this publicly, if they're coming to any community, it would be wise for them to meet with the local law enforcement leaders to get an understanding of these transferred officers around the country to come here so that everybody knows where they are, everybody knows the playing field to try to reduce the numbers of injuries and all those kinds of things. I just haven't found enough information yet to know what exactly their intentions are here. And as recently yesterday, I think I read the DHS press person said, we just don't have the plans available for public release yet.
So what does the law say if I'm driving around a big...
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Big box store, and I see people hanging around looking for work. Even though I presume they're illegal, or maybe I presume they're not. I don't know what I presume. Can I presume anything, or what does the law say I can do or can't do?
Well, I think the law goes the other way. I think the law would suggest that persons can't work legally in the country if they're not legally allowed to work in the country. Mm-hmm. You're kind of a citizen minding your own business. You probably are not going to walk into the parking lot and say, can I see everybody's green cards, which that's not even the word anymore, but it's everybody knows what it means. I don't know that citizens have as much of a duty to do that as the people who are there have a duty to be there legally. Citizens have some responsibility for hiring illegal. Remember, like I'm sure at your employer or other employers, you have to be verified by a national check system. The long and short of it is, it's a mess, right? People are trying to make a living. People are trying to get work done. And understanding the differences in their legal status is fairly complex.
Do you think,
like, for example, Tommy, what if the person says, no, I am here legally? How are you going to challenge that information?
Right. Well, what can you do legally? That's what I'm saying. So as far as the border,
I don't know that you really can.
As far as the Border Patrol, I don't know what they do. Do they say, show me your papers? I mean,
well, if we believe, and there's evidence to believe, two sides can be true at the same time. On the one hand, there was the announcement that they were going to look for illegal immigrants who had committed crimes, had orders of deportation, final orders of deportation, or had involved themselves in criminal behavior when confronted by federal authorities. And then there's another strain of thought that says they're just grabbing everybody on the street corners and not paying attention to the most violent people. I think that political debate is a debate on purpose for either side to make the best points they can. However, the law enforcement officers of the federal government do not have to ask anybody permission to enforce federal law. How they do that is the question. But they don't have to ask anybody permission to enforce federal law. If that's the case, how would the FBI investigate local politicians or police officers mm-hmm. for corruption? They would say, oh, we're going to come investigate you for corruption. You have to give us permission. No, that's not how it works.
So if you were the chief of the department of a local department, would you mm-hmm. welcome the Border Patrol coming in? Not that they're not here already, but enhanced Border Patrol presence?
I would want to know what the strategies were to make sure that our officers were safe, their officers were safe, and we were doing what we thought was our legal responsibility. Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time as always. Ronald Surpass, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief. We come back. We're talking to Aaron Mishler with NOFD about an event that's coming up to proceed NOFD, the fire department. Then we'll talk to Doug Cinceri, attorney and host of All Things Legal, about Brian Kelly and that mess at LSU over his buyout and what's probable cause and what's not and who owes who for what when. There are reports that Brian Kelly was offered a ton of money to walk away, and he refused that he wanted to be paid the full amount. So we'll see when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to the one and only Ian Ozan.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.